Almost 8:05. John S. Doyle is here again with It Says in the Papers.
The Irish Times has a close-up front-page picture of Ukraine's president, Volodymyr Zelensky, after a video conference in Berlin with European leaders and the US President Donald Trump. He looks anguished and worn out. But perhaps not. He said that Mr. Trump had agreed to a key demand from Kyiv for post-war security guarantees and a ceasefire as part of a deal to end the 3.5-year conflict. The Times report is by Derek Scally in Berlin and Jack Power. The picture is by John McDougall of AFP. The Times notes that Mr. Zelensky is not invited to the talks tomorrow between the US and Russian presidents. Regarding Mr. Trump's recent talk of land swaps between Russia and Ukraine, Mr. Zelensky declined to rule out the idea. Instead, hesitating for a moment during a press conference, he added that our territorial integrity is something that will be decided by the Ukrainians. The businessman Gareth Sheridan, who intends to run for the presidency here, is on two front pages. The Irish Examiner reports that his mother, who works for a property developer, lodged concerns in 2021 about a Dublin housing development, citing concerns that it would become social housing. Mr. Sheridan defended his mother, saying she had submitted the observation at the behest of her employer, who was the developer behind the project. In the Times, Colm Keane reports that Mr. Sheridan's partner in his publicly quoted US business Nutriband was involved in a major controversy in 2019 over the privatisation of Air Moldova and possible links to Russian oligarchs. Tony Houlihan, former chief medical officer and another presidential hopeful, also gets much coverage. In the Irish Independent, Senan Maloney writes that a problem for him may be that he is associated with times of societal stress from the COVID time. In the Times, Mario Halloran sets out for the doctor a number of issues on which he will face questions. The cervical check controversy, the COVID pandemic, and his intended secondment to Trinity College Dublin. Harris must go, says the headline on the Irish Daily Mirror. That paper and the Examiner lead with the call by the parents of the late Harvey Morrison Sherratt for the Taoiseach Simon Harris to resign over his promise in 2017 as Health Minister of a 4-month operation waiting list. Harvey, aged 9, had waited several years for surgery. He died from unknown causes last month after finally getting an operation last year, the Mirror says. The system is broken. We won't let this lie, is the lead headline on the Irish Sun. It's quoting the Boyzone singer Ronan Keating, who on Drive Time on RTE Radio yesterday called for stronger deterrence to be issued for fatal road traffic offences following the death of his brother Kieran 2 years ago. More people are at work here than ever before, but productivity is dropping as employees are working fewer hours than they did before COVID. That's according to Department of Finance officials, as Mary Regan reports in The Independent. The Irish Daily Mail leads with a report that New York narcotics police have taken over the investigation into the death of a fashion designer, Martha Nolan O'Slattery, from Carlo, in the Hamptons, New York, earlier this month. There are 7 letters to the editor of The Times today in response to Ryanair head Michael O'Leary's long letter yesterday criticising the Dublin Metro Link project. 3 are in favour of what he said, 4 are against. Among Mr. O'Leary's fans is Saeve Ní Seachnaisí of Galway, who asked for him to be given his own column. On the other side, Dr. Kieran O'Carroll, lecturer in sustainability at TU Dublin, writes to say that Metrolink is not an overpriced airport shuttle, as Mr. O'Leary suggested. He says it will link 15 stations, 127 schools, 3 universities and 5 hospitals, and put over 175,000 people and 250,000 jobs within walking distance of a stop. With only about 18% of passengers expected to use the airport station, Metrolink's real value lies in serving as a clean and efficient transport backbone for Dublin's growing population, says Dr. O'Carroll.
Thank you, John. It's 9 minutes past 8. After the break, we'll be talking about that crucial summit on Ukraine.